The Girl Who Goes Alone.
They say my plan.
Here's the thing about being a girl and wanting to play outside. All the grown-ups grind it into you from the get-go. Girls outside aren't safe. The guy in the car, if he rolls down the window and leans his head out, run. Because the best you can hope for is a catcall. And at worst, you'll wind up with your face on the side of a milk carton. Even when you're a grown-up girl, your father, because he loves you, will send you a 4-page article about how to protect yourself while standing at the ATM, while jogging solo, while traveling unescorted. An article informing you how to distinguish phony police and avoid purse snatchers, pickpockets, rapists, and thugs. Tell someone you're going into the woods alone, and they'll story your head with trailside cougar attacks, cave-dwelling misogynists, lightning strikes, forest fires, flash floods, and psychopaths with a sixth sense for a woman alone in a tent. To be a girl alone in the wilderness is to know that if something goes wrong, you picked the trailhead where the axe murderer lurks, or the valley of girl-eating gophers. If you don't come home intact, the morning will be mixed with I told you so's from everyone whose idea of camping involves an RV or a Motel 6. The message is clear. Girls must be chaperoned. So when, at the end of the day, you zip up the tent and lie back in your sleeping bag, fleece jacket bundled into a lumpy pillow under your head, the second you close your eyes, every least night noise is instantly magnified. You lie there and consider the pungent heft of menstrual blood. How even your sweat is muskier, louder when you're bleeding. Not hard to imagine its animal allure, every bear from miles around sniffing you on the night wind. You lie there, listening, running a mental inventory of any potentially scented item. Did everyone make it into the food bag hung from a tree? Toothpaste, trail mix, chapstick, sunscreen. Fuck! Sunscreen's still in your pack, nestled right beside you where Outdoor Man used to sleep. So you're up, out of the tent, headlamp casting its too bright spotlight as you lower the bag, shove the sunscreen in, hoist, and tie. Far enough from the ground to elude the bears? Far enough along the branch to thwart raccoons? Tree far enough from the tent to keep from signaling the proximity of ground-level, girl-shaped snacks? You go alone, in part, to prove that though Outdoor Man has left you, his body is the only geography he can deprive you of. He can give his muscled calves and thighs, his shoulders, chest, and hands to another woman, but not the Sauk River old growth, snowfields of Rainier, sea stacks of Shy Shy. He can keep you from the sweet, blood-thrilling hum of his body, but not the sweaty, blood-thumping pleasure of a hard-earned panoramic view or high-altitude starlight. The thing about being a girl who goes alone, who goes again and again, is that it freaks the potential next boyfriend. He doesn't want to be out-machoed, and he doesn't want to admit it, and he hopes you can't tell. The thing about being a girl who still goes alone is that it proves you don't need him, and no matter how you show him you want him, it's not the same, and you both know it. Zipped back into the tent, you remind yourself you've never really been in danger. When have you ever been in danger? Well, there was that boy, but years ago, a teenager like you driving around, bored and pissed at the world, his BB gun and his father's two rifles on the seat beside him, Lucky you. The gun he leveled on the window ledge lodged nothing more than a BB in your thigh. The thing about being a girl alone in the woods is you know too much about the grain of truth in the warnings. Even if you seem impervious, weird, good luck leaving you so far unscathed, you know the other girls' stories. Your sister, date raped after a party in college. A friend raped by a stranger at knife point. The two women shot on the Pinnacle Lake Trail. The singer killed by coyotes in Nova Scotia. The thing about being a girl who goes alone is that you feel like you shouldn't go if you're afraid. If you go, it should mean that you're not afraid, that you're never afraid. Your friends will think that you go unafraid. This girl who goes alone is always afraid, always negotiating to keep the voices in her head at a manageable pitch of hysteria. I go knowing that there will be a moment, maybe long moments, maybe hours of them, maybe the whole trip, when I curse myself for going alone, when I lie in the tent and all I am is fear. But I walk into the wilderness alone because the animal in me needs to fill her nose with the scent of stone and lichen, ocean salt and pine forest warming in early sun. I walk in the wilderness alone so I can hear myself, so I can feel real to myself. I go because I know I'm lucky to have a car, gas money, days off, the back and legs and appetite to take me there. I go while I still can. The girl who goes alone claims for herself the Madrona, juniper, daybreak. She claims hemlock, prairie falcon, nightfall. She claims nurse log, sea star, glacial moraine, huckleberry, trillium, salal, snow melt, avalanche lily, waterfall, birdsong, limestone, granite, moonlight, schist, cirque, saddle, summit, ocean. She claims the curve of the earth. The girl who goes alone says with her body, the world is worth the risk.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elizabeth Austin.
Eye of the Beholder was recorded live at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington, on January 28, 2013. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen, and our sound technician was Jordan Sell. Elizabeth Austin's poem, The Girl Who Goes Alone, was commissioned by Richard Hugo House for the 2009 literary series. It appears in the chapbook, The Girl Who Goes Alone, from Floating Bridge Press, 2010, and the full-length collection Every Dress a Decision, published by Blue Begonia Press, 2011. You can follow Sandbox Radio on Twitter and subscribe to the podcast at the iTunes Store. Find out more about Sandbox Radio, the Sandbox Artist Collective, send us an email, and access our podcast archive at thesandboxac.org. Thanks for listening.